Tonka beans so you can 200% your day. 7-Eleven, you brew you. Terms and conditions apply. See 7-Eleven.com for more details.
Welcome to the Travel Show. Yeah, it's rolled around again this week. We love spending our weekends with you. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by the Argentinian gaucho himself. Who is it? ¿Cómo está?
No sé, señor.
Carlos Fina, and of course our Disney dog, John Potter. We got a great show lined up today. Yeah, we'll be giving you the details of the mask mandate overturn and a Disney update, a special cruise sale for European river cruises. Carlos will be taking us to South America. We've got yet another free airline ticket promotion. Yeah, this is a legitimate one. And I'll be taking you to Thailand with some great experiences that I have had there. Yes, it's the Travel Show, and you are the star of the show. We love having you here. We love spending our weekend with you. We'd like to have you join us on the air with your questions, comments, your suggestions and recommendations, your life experiences. 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And if you're too shy to join us on the air, and we'll be gentle with you, you can, our crack producer, Patrick, will just simply take your comment or question and pass it on to us. Now, for our listeners of the Travel Show family in Texas and Florida, you are hearing this on a very slight delay. So that number's not going to work, but you can always send in your comments and questions. And we do enjoy hearing from you at info@columbusvacations.com. That's info@columbusvacations.com. Well, the big news today, John and Carlos, is that Monday, a federal judge in Florida overturned the CDC and Biden administration's mask mandate.
Good.
Now, it's very important to understand, because I see a lot of fake news and reporting on this. The judge did not rule on the effectiveness or the wisdom or
anything
or no wisdom on masks. She took no position. It was a legal question, not a health question. And the legal issue was, did the CDC exceed their statutory authority to do this mask and the extensions and extensions? And this judge ruled that the CDC exceeded their authority. Again, I hear people saying, but masks help us. Other people take the opposite view. And then they are criticizing the judge for making a health decision. The judge did not make any comment on health or on the efficacy of masks. It was simply a legal question. And you probably saw the news reports, some of the planes in the air, they announced it, and the flight attendant rips off his mask. The people are ripping off masks, and everybody is cheering. Now, John, the judge's ruling does not say you can't wear a mask.
That's true. If you still feel that you want to wear a mask, follow safety precautions, absolutely, you may do so. You should not be, you know, chastened or ridiculed for it. That is your decision. But you need to respect the other side as well, their decision not to wear a mask.
That's what's been lacking, is civility. I think civility in our society.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
know, if you don't
right.
agree with me, you are an evil, bad person, as opposed to we have differing views with that. You know, I took my mask off. People looked at my face, which people tell me I have a perfect face for radio, and they asked me to put the mask back on.
I'm sure they did.
Now, yeah. here's where it gets really exciting. The mask mandate removed the federal, I'm talking about transportation.
Right.
Requirement, but local municipalities and states still have the authority, until it's challenged, to mask mandate. For example, Los Angeles County, which has been pretty strict on their regulations,
they have.
You know, I think over the top on it, but that's another discussion for another day. So when the judge overturned it Monday in L.A. County, And LAX, the airport, there was no mask. Then the county commissioners or council for Los Angeles got together and voted effective Friday morning at 12 midnight and 1 second that they would have a mask mandate. So at LAX, now in the airport, you have to wear a mask. Sitting on the plane, you do not. The same thing in Philadelphia and other airports. I do know. So what you want to do wherever you are traveling is check the latest, and it changes by the minute. Check the latest for your airport. Now, Salt Lake Airport, where we live, the latest that I've got, John, is it is not required anymore.
It's encouraged but not required.
Yeah, and so you want to check that, but some big airports, Atlanta, Chicago, San Diego, Phoenix, have dropped that. Some are going back. You know, it's very interesting. It not only covers air travel, but trains, public transportation, buses. So when this was overturned, New Jersey let it ride, no masks required. But New York said, you got to wear it. So we had people on buses from Newark going through the Washington Tunnel into Manhattan and New York. No mask, and about halfway through the tunnel, okay, put your masks on. We've hit the ridiculous stage with that. Now, John, let's be clear. We're talking about airlines here, public trains and buses and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But cruise lines currently have their own rules.
Yes. The cruise lines can set their own rules. Most of the cruise lines are not requiring masks at this point, but again, they're encouraging them. But they are still requiring everybody to be fully vaccinated, and they're still requiring the COVID test prior to boarding.
And in most cases, if it's a USA port where you embark, that's 48 hours. Not, excuse me,
two days.
Mm-hmm. 2 days. If it's an international boarding, it is 3 days prior to boarding.
72 hours.
Not hours. 3 calendar days. And there's a big difference. For example, let's say you board your ship at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If it were 48 or 72 hours, and I'm going to board it on a Saturday, let's say it's 48 hours, I would have to take my test earlier than Thursday after 1 p.m.
Yeah.
There's the 48 hours. But it's 2 calendar days, so I could take that test at 7 a.m. on Thursday and board the ship at 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
What this goes is read the regulations and requirements constantly. An example, I'm leaving with another Holy Land group this Wednesday. Yes, next week I'll be coming to you from the Sea of Galilee.
I'm coming from Galapagos.
Yeah, I will swim where Jesus walked. Okay.
Okay.
And the requirement there still is the 2 days for that. So you want to check. But the requirements had changed since we sent out notices to our people 2 weeks ago. Everything has changed. So now let's talk about cruising, because you mentioned cruising and the requirements. Mm-hmm. I consider cruising absolutely the safest travel option out there. I get on a cruise, as you and I, John, will, along with 300 other travel show listeners, sailing Hawaii to Tahiti next month.
Yeah.
What do we know about our fellow cruise passengers?
You know that all of them are fully vaccinated, and all of them have had a COVID test before boarding that ship.
And the crew also.
The crew,
which
as well,
is tested constantly. All right, Carlos, I go to a ball game at the stadium. I go to a grocery store. I go to my church or synagogue. What do I know about everybody else there?
Nothing.
Nada.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah. And that's why I think cruising really is the safest option. And the cruise lines are not sailing at 100% occupancy. It's usually 50 or 60%. Now, we talked about a free airline ticket promotion. Norwegian Cruise Line is just, it's the best promotion I've ever seen.
Yes, and it's been going quite some time, and it shows it's successful. The second person if you do the Air with Norwegian Cruise Line, flies free.
And the first person, I'm seeing discounts that you can't get if you, like Miami, I've seen some, what, $249 round trip out of Salt Lake.
Right.
Now, I know we broadcast all over the country, but we use Salt Lake often as an example. We can't give 50 different ones. And that means the second person's free. An effective rate, Carlos, Salt Lake to Miami of $125. Now, rates and promotions vary by departure date and are subject to availability.
Amazing.
So, when we come back, I want to tell you about why to never irritate the person or bug the person who is sitting in front of you. You won't believe what just happened in San Francisco's airport here on The Travel Show.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox.
My name is David. I was in trouble with the IRS. I owed about $140,000.
Don't face the IRS alone.
Go see Jordan Wilcox.
Visit taxhelput.com. That's taxhelput.com.
The fastest, coolest, most intense game in town is Utah Grizzlies hockey at the Mav. All the hits, all the saves, and all the goals!
It's playoff time to bear witness to the Grizzlies' run to the Kelly Cup as tonight is game two of the first round series. Join us to experience all the fast-paced action and feel the intensity and enthusiasm of live playoff hockey. Face-off is at 7 o'clock to be part of the playoffs with the Utah Grizzlies.
Tickets are available now at utahgrizzlies.com or by calling 801-988-8000. Go, Grizz, go!
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Sundays at 6 p.m. on KNRS. Learn how you can earn a full-time income working from home as a trader. That's the
Weight Loss Program. For details, go to SodaWeightLoss.com. SodaWeightLoss.com. Say it with me. Soda means state of the art.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, where you always travel more and pay less. This hour is also sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Line, freestyle cruising, and they will give you, as John just told us, a free airline ticket, the second person when you buy their air. And John, that's still, in my 43 years in the travel business, I consider this. And in addition to the free ticket, you get free Wi-Fi, free open bar, you know, as I call it, both leaded and unleaded drinks. You get the free specialty dining, free shore excursion credits. And on select cruises, if you want to have a third, fourth, or fifth person in your cabin, they sail absolutely free. You just pay the taxes. It is a great, great promotion. Okay, did you see that story this week out of San Francisco on a JetBlue flight from San Francisco to Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Now, this is, it's like stupid is not against the law, you know?
I wish it was. Well, of course, the jails couldn't hold that many people.
Okay, so what we have is a man, now this is according to other passengers, mm-hmm. who had been seen in the bar for some time slamming down a few drinks. And he gets on the flight. It's amazing he even got in the flight. He starts pestering the passenger seated right in front of him. And he is touching this man. He is egging him on. He keeps talking in his ear, even yells at him, according to other passengers. And he will not leave this guy alone. And the passenger kept saying, hey, dude, that's enough. Just let it go. You know. And finally, the pushing and all this got too much. And the passenger got up and literally took events in his own hands. The passenger sitting in front was Mike Tyson, the heavyweight champion of the world. And I've seen the video, and he administers justice. I know many of you who are religious believe in the laying on of hands. Well, it was administered on this flight with JetBlue, and Mike Tyson pummels this guy a few times. Boom, 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 boom. And then the police took the guy off. Mike Tyson got off the plane, too, and then took a later flight. Mm-hmm. But, you know who, I mean, if the dude is big, whether he's Mike Tyson or not, sit down and shut up.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be bothering people on the plane anyway.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I never honk at people anymore.
No.
Unless it's to avoid an immediate collision. You never know about the crazies out in the world.
Yeah.
That will do road rage or worse with something like that. Now, I mentioned to you, have you ever seen the Darwin Awards?
Yes.
It's what you is know, it? Charles Darwin, of course, which we're going to be talking about the Galapagos later
yes,
in the show.
Yes, we do.
Charles Darwin and his family history study of the
genealogy.
Genealogy of the origin of species. And what was it, 1835 that he visited the Galapagos Islands? And we'll talk about that. But the Darwin Awards are a group has video of people doing the stupidest things in the world. Like I said, stupid is not against the law. Well, here's a woman who I nominate for the Darwin Awards. She's from New York. Now, that, guys, explains a lot right there. All right.
Nah.
Yeah, it does, because they regulate how much soda you can have. Obviously, she was Diet Coke caffeine deficient.
Okay.
All right. She checked. She was flying from Cancun back home. She checks in her luggage. She put $12,000 of jewelry and other valuables in her suitcase. Okay. Unlocked. And off it goes, and she gets to New York, and the jewelry and the valuables are gone. Just, John, give us some advice on this one.
Never put anything of extreme value in your luggage. Do your carry-on. Keep it
not
with you.
Not a laptop, not a cell yes. phone, not cash,
yeah.
not your medications either.
Right.
And no batteries. I have seen people being... call back, go back to the counter because you have batteries.
Like a lithium.
Yeah, you can do that.
Absolutely crazy. So, folks, perhaps you have a Travel Darwin Award nomination. Give us a call at 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. Well, here's a question that came in from Robert, one of our YouTube I say subscribers, it's a free subscription. And he asked, am I better off buying the shore excursions on the ship or doing my own thing or an independent tour operator on the pier? Carlos.
Well, I have a very, you know, I have a cruise going next June, no, I did February to Antarctica. And there are several short excursions, and I said to the clients, I think I'm going to set up all the short excursions because not only you will save money, they charge like $180, and I charge only $110, you know, you save money. But what about this? You are with the group. My group is 32 people, and I will go with 32 people on the bus. I will have lunch provided. I will take a lot of things. Well, if you are on the cruise excursion, very likely it's a bus with 42 passengers whom you don't know anybody. That's not very good.
Okay, so you like doing it independent. Because you'll see more at a better price. John?
I think it depends on the destination. I think there's places that you would be much safer doing it with a cruise ship. other places that it's fine to do it on your own. Just make sure they're going to have you back to the pier before you sail. And then I always recommend buy them from people inside the security area around the ship. If you get out on the street, you could have anybody selling you a tour.
Yeah, you want to be very careful on that. Mm-hmm. If you buy it for on the street or something, like you Cozumel, you find taxi drivers everywhere, as in other ports. And I want to see the car. I want to talk to the person. Is their English understandable? Does the car safe? And trust your instincts. We'll talk more about this when we come back. We have a great conversation in the next segment about what does travel do to you as a person and as a family right here on The Travel Show.
Morgan Jewelers presents The Story of a Nation Divided.
Created diamonds or fake diamonds?
You're wrong. They're 100% diamond, man.
That's impossible!
A story of the struggle for compromise.
Still, I prefer a traditional geological diamond, okay?
I accept you.
And the jewelry store that brought them together.
At Morgan Jewelers, we proudly display both diamonds. Which speaks to you? Come to Morgan Jewelers and find out.
MorganJewelers.com.
I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, with Morris Columbus Travel and Celebrity Cruises. It's our spring cruise sale with 25% off cruises and airfare, plus free drinks, free Wi-Fi, and free prepaid gratuities on most celebrity cruises through March 2023. And for the best travel deals on the planet, give us a call at Morris Columbus Travel.
And a 12-year-old child were shot and are in stable condition. A fourth woman was grazed by a bullet. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
We're just having more fun than allowed by law. Yeah, it's the Travel Show every weekend. At this time on this station, I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts from Morris Columbus Travel. And a gentle reminder, this hour is sponsored by Norwegian Cruise Line, home of freestyle cruising. And right now, they'll give you a free airline ticket. For all details, terms, and conditions, give Morris Columbus Travel a call. Well, we were talking earlier about the Darwin Awards.
Yes.
And we're going to talk to Ed, calling us from Rexburg, Idaho, listening in on KID Radio out of Idaho Falls. Ed, I understand you would like to make a Darwin Award nomination.
Well, actually, I have two. One of myself and one of the TSA agent.
All right, let's hear him, Ed.
Okay, well, here we go. I had been out in the woods, and I left my Gerber 3.5-inch lockback knife inside my tiny first aid kit in my day pack, which I carried on.
Not a good move.
In Amsterdam. No, I should have been in jail, right? And this was right during the height of the scare. And I was traveling to Europe twice a year for work, so I knew better. Huh.
Does the cold? Rexburg is unbelievably cold. I remember the first winter I went ever visited Rexburg. I was in college down here in Utah, went with a friend, and I got out of the car, and my cheeks began to sting. I'm wondering if your brain was frostbit.
Well, at the time, I have no excuse. I was living in Pasadena, California. So
All right.
It wasn't that.
Maybe
it was the culture of the place down there. But in any case, I got to Amsterdam. You did my usual 23-hour layover. And I walked around Amsterdam. And then I cleared security back in Amsterdam to get back on the plane to fly to Dusseldorf. And, of course, I did not clear security. Because they found the knife in my carry-on.
I assume that knife was then donated to the Dutch government.
Well, they actually offered to check it, but I didn't have time to do that and still make my flight.
Oh, boy. What's your other door? We accept the nomination of you, Ed.
Okay, well, both me and the TSA staff in Los Angeles that missed it when I got on the plane.
Well, I'm going to be flying to Paris on Wednesday, then to Tel Aviv. You make me feel really good about security. Okay, Ed, you are nominated twice.
You.
Hey, thanks so much for listening to The Travel Show. Great stories. If any of our other listeners would like to
nominate
a Darwin Award, stupid is not illegal. We'd love to have you at 888-570-8010. So thank you, Ed, in Rexburg, Idaho, for calling us. You know, I have been so lucky, and you fellas have been also. I have lived my passion. I have lived my dream of traveling. I've told the story as a young kid growing up in San Francisco. I used to go down to the pier and just watch the ships, particularly the Lurline or the Mariposa. There was regular passenger service from San Francisco to Honolulu. And dreaming that one day I would go somewhere. At night, I would look at atlases, maps, and National Geographic. When I got my driver's license, I used to go out to SFO, San Francisco International. No security back then, John. That was way before your time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it
the Wright brothers that was flying all the planes?
Yes, it was. And just watching planes take off, dreaming that maybe someday I would go somewhere. Well, I stopped counting countries at 100 many, many years ago. I've said for me to be in the travel business is like a drunk being a bartender. It's the perfect job. Anyway, how does travel affect you, John? I mean, what does it do to you as a man, as a person?
I know when I'm starting to feel stressed, and which is almost a weekly event lately, I just need to go somewhere and relax, and I feel so much better when I come home. I'm ready for the work.
Of course, that's to Disneyland, if I recall correctly.
Disneyland is great, but also you can't say enough about just going and staying on the beach. Something about the beach and the water. But yeah, it's a great way to relax and rejuvenate.
Carlos, how does it affect you emotionally?
Well, a lot to me, a lot, because then I can escape for a few days from the office and I can do what I like. But I think that most of all, you have to travel with a purpose. What are you going to do? Are you going to just to be like on a ride on tracks from Salt Lake City to Ogden or what? Are you going to sleep on the bus or are you going to disembark and do things? I think that that's important. You have to travel. I want to see this. I want to experience that. That's the reason why I enjoy my trips.
I read the results of a nationwide survey taken by CensusWide, and they asked those 65 or older, which here only Carlos fits into that category.
Excuse me, Larry.
One other person as well.
Okay, Patrick, the engineer.
Come on.
Hey, go back to your man cave, Patrick.
All right, I'll stay in here.
All right, thank you very much. Anyway, they asked people 65 and older about life's biggest regrets. And the number one regret outside of, I wish I'd been a better dad or spent more time. I remember a friend of mine who was an executive with Union Pacific. And he said, Larry, I went to all sorts of retirement parties. And people would get up and say, the regret, he said, they would talk about, I wish I'd done this or that. But he said the one phrase he never heard was, I wish I had worked more. I wish I'd gotten to the office earlier. The number one regret outside of, personal relationships with families was, I wish I had traveled more. We get to an age, at any age, and life can change in a flash, in a heartbeat. Maybe it's our health, our spouse or partner, our family. Maybe it's environmental, economic. job. It can be anything. And I have a philosophy of go while you can. Mm-hmm. And when I travel, it does something. I get a new perspective. I see the world through new eyes, and I gain an appreciation of what I have. You know, I love travel. I'll be in Israel, the Middle East. What, 2 weeks ago I was in Egypt. I can't wait to go. But every time I come back to this wonderful country, the United States of America, I have this feeling I want to get down on my knees and kiss the ground and say, thank you, Lord, that I live in this country. Now, that's no diss to anybody else's country. I'm just talking about my own emotions. You know, I think of the school that I was a volunteer at in Cambodia for a day. And with these kids who have nothing. You know, my friend Leti Saili out in Matareva on the island of Upolu.
Good language.
Thank you. They're in Samoa. And he works for the government. He actually since passed away, and in the true Samoan tradition, buried in the front yard. But I visited the family since his death, and he was a dear, dear friend. We would always stay at the Aggie Gray's Hotel there in Apia, but we'd go out and spend a couple of nights sleeping on the floor with the family in an open-sided folly. Think of a, you know, grass hut, except most of them have metal roofs now because they're more durable. All meals cooked over an open fire. And I would always take mea ofa kiatekoi. I'd take gifts out to the family, big 50-pound bag of rice. They have nothing. He worked for the government at 2 tala an hour, a little over $1. And it was a great job. What was really funny about that is in the Polynesian tradition, those who are older, like you and I, Carlos, they always serve the grandma, you know, the adults get served first, and the kids eat what, if anything, is left over. That's why the kids are skinny, and we adults are a little bit larger, you know.
But wider.
Thank you. You know, we carry a lot of weight in this community. But the kids would serve you, you know, and they would be watching you as you eat, like, please leave us something. But to sleep out there on mats, and an open-sided, these are experiences. Now, I mentioned that I'm headed to the Holy Land. John, that is just a life-changing experience. I've said, you go to Gettysburg, and you're standing right there at Pickett's Charge. Mm-hmm. You can't read Pickett. You can't read that account of the Battle of Gettysburg and be the same after you have stood there.
Yeah.
You know, for Catholics to go to the Vatican, for those of the Jewish faith to go to the Western Wall, the closest they can get to where the First and Second Temple were there on Mount Moriah, for those of the LDS faith to go to Nauvoo or the Sacred Grove, you cannot be the same afterwards.
Right, yes.
And that's why the Holy Land to me is a life changer. Now, we at Morris Columbus Travel, we do it differently. I know every Holy Land tour. I haven't seen a bad one. I've seen some marginal ones. For example, if there's 2 or 3 buses, stay away from it. Unless you're like a company traveling together. But if you're signing on, if there's more than one bus, stay away from it. Because your headliner will jump back and forth. Know what's really included. One of the things that we do is we add so many extra stops. I mean, everybody will go to the Mount of the Beatitudes, to the Tomb of Resurrection, the Sea of God. Everybody does that. But not everybody goes right into some of the communities. One of the things that's really fun on our tour is, for example, Marev. She's a PhD, Orthodox Jewish college professor. She will come in and talk to us about the role of women in Orthodox Judaism. We're getting into the community. Hassan, an Islamic scholar, will come and talk to us about Islam. Well, so much to do. We've still got some space with Dan Hone and myself and the others. Go to mmetours.com, mmetours.com. Dan will be taking groups September 14th and October 26th of this year. By the way, he's already over there.
Yes.
He went early. I'll be leaving this Wednesday. Well, lots more here on The Travel Show.
You found the one? Now find the ring. Come to Shane Company. Our team of jewelry consultants will do whatever it takes to help you find the perfect engagement ring. Not only are we knowledgeable about diamonds and sapphires, ring settings, and financing options, but we're problem solvers, too. Just the other day, a guy came in who wanted to surprise his girlfriend with a spectacular engagement ring, but he wasn't certain what style she would like. So, we came up with a great solution. Get a classic solitaire diamond ring for the proposal. Then, set up an appointment to come back as a couple and create her dream ring. He did just that. He selected a 1¼-carat oval diamond and had it set in a solitaire ring setting. Then, after the proposal, he and his fiancée came back together and swapped it for a pavé ring setting and added a halo decorative crown to give it even more sparkle. When she put it on, she was beaming. He pulled off an amazing proposal, and she got the ring of her dreams.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Study after study has examined what makes people happy. Now, some say family and friends, others say experiences, others say money. The theme you most often hear, however, is people want to feel better and have good health, and that's what makes them happy. Well, if that's what you want, I recommend you join me in enrolling in the SOTA Weight Loss Nutrition Program. I've now lost 32 pounds and am just a few pounds away from reaching my goal of losing 35 pounds. I've done all of this in less than 3 months. I chose the SOTA Weight Loss Program because of its well-researched plan to help you lose weight. Its aim is to help you lose fat and not muscle. By losing this weight, I have more energy, I sleep better, and it's helped reduce inflammation in my joints, especially my knees. Interested? Go to SotaWeightLoss.com and read the more than 5,500 reviews written by people who are now soda fans. I know that you'll love soda because it works. Check it out today.
935-8738. Call today, 801-935-8738, or visit repipe.com.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Thank you for joining us on The Travel Show. Without you, we would have no travel show. So thank you for spending your weekend with us. It's the best 2 hours in radio. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the Getaway Guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fida, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel. This program, The Travel Show, is sponsored by Morris Columbus Travel and Norwegian Cruise Line, home of freestyle cruising, and right now the best promotions I have seen in a lifetime. We were talking... mention a little bit about Disney. Mm-hmm. John, no show would be complete without a Disney update.
Yes. Well, last night actually was a great night. The nighttime spectaculars have started again at Disneyland in California. Over in California Adventure, the World of Color is going. And then in Disneyland, the Disney fireworks show is going, as well as the Main Street Electrical Parade is finally back where it belongs on the Main Street at Disneyland. And so grateful to have those going, and I've got to get down there to see them. The Fantasmic will be starting up next month on May, I believe it's May 27th. Disney World in Florida, they're still in the middle of their 50th anniversary celebration. It goes through September, so if you want to go and see the 50th, make sure you get down there to see that. And then, of course, May 27th, over at Epcot, the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewinds roller coaster will be opening. I'm excited for that. I look forward to going and riding that. There's not a roller coaster I will not try, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, remember, Disney Cruise Line has some 30% discounts on the sailings out of Miami. That's your 3-, 4-, and 5-day cruises on the Disney Dream sailing out of Miami.
Well, lots to do with Disney. We received a question. We were talking about the Holy Land. In fact, we've got a number of Holy Land questions that have come in. One from Susan is to explain some call it a skull cap or head covering that observant Jews wear. It's called a yarmulke, a kippah in Hebrew. sometimes called a skull cap. It traces its back to Exodus chapter 28, which is the earliest reference to a head covering. I'm going to interrupt this about the yarmulke. I will explain it in the next hour because we have a leprechaun on the phone right now. We have a real live leprechaun. Mark Foldmo, my business partner, who really is a leprechaun, will be taking a group to Ireland. And Mark, welcome to the Travel Show.
Hey, glad to be here again, Larry.
Every year, well, except the pandemic, you take a group to Ireland and see it in a most unique way, where I have said if it weren't for the kids and grandkids, I would live in Thailand. Mark would live in Ireland. So, Mark, what is it about Ireland that captures our imagination?
You know, there is really something magical about Ireland. You joked about being a leprechaun. I'm a 6-foot-2, 190-pound leprechaun.
That's a big leprechaun.
Yeah, a big one. But, you know, there is something magical, and you can feel it when you get there. It is a magical, magical country. It is a land of interesting history. The people are some of the friendliest, most fun people I know. It is absolutely beautiful and has so many interesting things to do and see that I just get captivated every time I take a group there.
Well, Mark, we've got about just a little over 2 minutes. What do you consider some of the highlights, and give us the date and how we find your tour that you'll personally host?
You know, a couple of the highlights. One of the things that makes Ireland so interesting is the castles. It has over 2,000 castles in Ireland. Now, many of them are just shambles now, but there are many that are real honest-to-goodness castle. We're going to stay in one, Dromoland Castle, which was built in the 1600s, and I love taking people there as they walk in. It's like, wow, this is a real castle. It really is. It's surrounded by woodlands, and it's such an interesting experience to see. You know, the one of the highlights is a place called Dingle Peninsula, and it juts out into the ocean, Atlantic Ocean, and the waves come crashing in, and it's such an interesting drive to go there. I love the little town of Dingle. My favorite pub in Ireland is there. I love taking people to pubs. I've got one in Dublin that I take people to as well. And just some little things or little extras on that. And
I know that pub you're talking about because I've been there many times. It's the best fish and chips in the world. We're speaking to Mark Foldmo with Morris Columbus Travel, and we have 1 minute left, Mark. How do we find this, and what are the dates?
You know, Larry, I just got in from thing I had to be involved in this morning. I didn't look it up. It is the John, can you get on and look that up?
We'll come back with that, folks.
Right September 29th through October the 6th.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, and you can call our office, call John or any of our office agents in any of our offices. You know, I'm kind of located in the Bountiful office, and our agents there really know this tour well. But you can call any Morris Columbus agent, and they can help you with that and help you register for the trip.
Well, Mark Foldmo will be your personal host. It is a fantastic tour. And, John, what's the website on this one?
Both the websites have this one, columbusvacations.com or mmetours.com.
And it's over half sold out. You'll want to get on that. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Mark's off to Rome tomorrow. And we'll be back with hour number two of The Travel Show.
96% of Americans lose an average of $111,000 in Social Security income. Find out why on Retirement Solutions Radio. This Saturday at 10 and 1 on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
This spring, let Audible bring a smile with comedy, sci-fi, thrillers, or whatever you love listening to. From audiobooks to exclusive originals to podcasts, find it all on Audible. Sign up and start free at audible.com.
Morgan Jewelers presents The Story of a Nation Divided.
Created diamonds or fake diamonds?
You're wrong. They're 100% diamond.
Man, that's impossible!
A story of the struggle for compromise.
Still, I'd prefer a traditional geological diamond, okay?
I accept you.
And the jewelry store that brought them together.
At Morgan Jewelers,
Retirement Solutions Radio. This Saturday at 10 and 1 on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Travel Show. Thank you for joining us every weekend. We love to talk about travel, and we invite you to talk to all of our Travel Show family about your travel adventures, your recommendations, what you've experienced, and your advice. You've done it firsthand yourself. Give us a call, 888-570-8010. That's 888-570-8010. And a gentle reminder to our listeners in Texas and Florida, you hear this on a slight delay, so that number won't work for you, but you can still get a hold of us at info@columbusvacations.com. We just had a caller phone into the station, didn't want to come on the air, but asked about COVID testing in her area. And as I understand, he or she is living in the Ogden area. Mm-hmm. I do know that in the Salt Lake area and other cities, two testing sites that I have a lot of confidence in, it's called OnPoint, onpointtesting.com. The other is Progenitor, and the website is ProgenitorMDX.com. When you take this, now there's some pharmacies that I would assume are up in Ogden, John. Is mm-hmm. it CVS?
CVS and Walgreens. And then one other one, too. It's a little further away, but in Layton, the Layton Hills Mall, the COVID Clinic, covidclinic.org, location right at the Layton Hills Mall.
There is a testing facility before security at the Salt Lake Airport. It's a good company. They do charge an arm and a leg.
They do.
But it is what it is. Here's what you want to do. You want to make sure you know when your test results will get back. For example, Monday morning, to go to Israel, you have to have a PCR test no more than 2 days prior to your USA departure. Well, I'm leaving Wednesday with a group of Travel Show listeners to the Holy Land. So we're getting our test with Progenitor here in Salt Lake. They have two locations, and the one I picked is up by Research Park and the University of Utah, Monday morning. I will have the result back Monday evening. And I didn't want to do it Tuesday if I could avoid it, even though they say it'll get back the same day, just to allow a little grace time.
Yeah, that little window of opportunity.
Yeah, because no test, no entry in, no entry onto the airplane.
No test, no go.
That's right. Again, and you can Google it, but just be sure you know when you'll get your test result back, and don't hesitate to shop around. I've seen, you know, antigen tests run anywhere from $40-$50 to $80-$90, and PCRs generally are anywhere from $125 to $250. Mm-hmm. So it does some good to shop around for your testing. Just a reminder, we talked in the first hour about the mask mandate, which was overturned by a federal judge in Florida. Again, the judge's decision has nothing to do with the science or the health considerations, because that wasn't brought before the court. The judge did not say masks help, masks don't help. It was strictly a legal question. Did the CDC exceed their authority in giving this mandate and the extension? And the judge ruled it is. The CDC and the Biden administration is going to appeal it, I think, for precedent, John, because it's set to expire May 3rd anyway.
Yes.
And so let's switch our attention from mask mandates to England, Wales, and Scotland.
Okay.
With none other than the lovely and talented Abby Bunnell. Abby, welcome to the Travel Show.
Oh, Larry, it's always so lovely to come on the Travel Show. You know it's one of my favorite all-time shows. And I wish I was in the studio with you, but I'm out on a radio broadcast right now. But it's so much fun in there with you lads. I mean, you're always laughing away. I love it.
Well, thank you so much. We're talking to Abby Bunnell, well-known radio personality here in the great state of Utah. And every year, Abby takes a group of radio show listeners, travel show listeners, to her home country, if you didn't guess, that lovely French accent of hers.
Okay. French. Oui, oui. No, not French.
No, Abby, of course, grew up in England and loves to take people back, a small, intimate group, to England, Wales, and Scotland. Abby, we have just a few minutes. What are the highlights to you of this trip September?
You know what, Larry? I just love it from the minute we actually land. We land in London. It's a whirlwind. We see all the beautiful sights, the Tower of London, the Crown Jewels, beautiful river trip. I love that down the River Thames. And you can see the Houses of Parliament and just really city life go by and just take it all in. And, you know, then we're going to go out of London after we've seen all the sights. By the way, we do see Windsor Castle, too, which is where the Queen now spends most of her time, one of the oldest castles in the world. That's going to be a beautiful trip. I'm really looking forward to that this year. Then we head, really, to Blenheim Castle, which is fabulous with its grounds and gardens. It's where Winston Churchill was born. And then we're going to be heading north up to Cheshire, Cotswolds on the way, which you know, Larry, is just idyllic. Thatched roofs and cottages and walking on the water.
That's what we dream of England to be, old England, is the Cotswolds and that whole area. Now, you grew up in this area in Audlem. Tell us about a visit to your wee village.
I did, and from the Cotswolds, we're going to spend the night in Chester, the old Roman walled city, when the Romans invaded there in, over 2,000 years ago, and we're going to be staying on the Welsh border. And my village is only a few miles from there. After we go up the one of the most scenic railways, actually, in the world, it's Snowdon Mountain Railway. It travels nearly 5 miles from the Welsh town of Llanberis to the summit. Oh, my gosh, on a good day, you can see Ireland. So let's keep our fingers crossed for that. That's a spectacular train trip, I'll just tell you. Last time we were on it, a flock of sheep stopped the train on the way up. I just loved every minute of it. Now, the following day, we're going to go into my little ancient village, very picturesque, in South Cheshire, built in the 13th century, and we have lunch at an ancient old pub. Oh, it's so delicious. And then we're going to head up to the Highlands, to Scotland, and stay in Edinburgh. And you're going to get to see all of the sights. Now, this year, I'm dead excited because we're going to be going on Loch Lomond, which is one of the largest freshwater bodies of expanses of freshwater in Great Britain. And we'll take that ferry ride around there. But we're also going to see all of the lovely sites like Edinburgh Castle, Holyrood as well, a house where the British royals stay. And last time we were there, I bumped into Princess Anne. I couldn't believe it. My eyes popped out of my head. It's always a delight. There's so much to see because Britain just is really bestowed with natural beauty, and the Snowdonia National Park in Wales is just breathtaking. So, Larry, it's a great time. We get to know one another, and we have a good laugh, and we get to see beautiful things and have great food. You can't go wrong, really, can you?
No, you really can't. And I remember the first year that you did this, Abby, and we're speaking with Abby Bunnell, well-known radio personality and host here in the great state of Utah on station KNRS. When you went to Audlem, your wee village, your home village that dates back to the 13th century when Carlos was just a young lad.
Yeah.
But and there's no guarantee that this will happen again, but I remember the story you told me of when the tour bus pulled into Audlem. The townspeople had come out and were waving American flags, greeting everyone as celebrities.
Well, I'll tell you this. Because I was brought up there and my family still live there, and my family, by the way, have lived in the same house in the village since 1840. That's quite some time. And there are a lot of villagers who, you know, generations later remain. So my school friend, who's fourth generation, she has one of the stores in the center of the village, and she decks it out with American flags, and she has great things, by the way, that she sells. Just really, really lovely things. Great tea towels. I always get my tea towels from there and my cards. And so they're looking forward to us. arriving, she saves a special, because, you know, parking is really precious in front of the church. And so she saves this great parking spot, and we just spill out into the village, and the villagers are always so excited to see the Americans. It's the Americans coming. We don't ever see Americans like that arriving. Occasional, you know, one, two, or a family, but not a
motor group. Coach load.
No, not a Mercedes bus load. And so, you know, we spill into the village, and there's a beautiful canal where they can go for a stroll and a walk before lunch, and pop into the little homemade chocolate shop that you can get little, lovely little delights and gifts. So it's a special time, you know, for our tour group to see how real life is in Britain, and how village life is.
I've got to jump in here, Abby, as we're coming up to a hard break. The date, September 21 to 30. You can get all the details at mmetours.com. Let Abby Bunnell be your personal host and tour guide. Abby, thank you so much for joining us today on the Travel Show, and cheers.
Hey, cheers to you, sir.
All the best. Hey, we've got more coming right here on the Travel Show.
Hey, you've heard me talk about the fact that with interest rates going up now and likely a lot more in the future, Goldman Sachs even predicts 11 in 2 years, it will impact buyers' ability to buy a home. If you're thinking about selling your home, maybe you need to sell it now before more buyers get priced out of the market. Now more than ever, you need an experienced real estate agent that can bring you a smart strategy to generate multiple offers from the right buyers to net you the most money. I'm talking about the Stern team of Keller Williams. Now, they're a sharp team of real estate experts who service the entire Salt Lake City area and consistently leverage the highest price on hundreds of homes every single year. With all the details involved in what is likely your largest investment, don't leave money on the table. Talk to the only agent in town I recommend. Call the Stern Team at 444-9100. Online at sternteam.com. That's sternteam.com.
Study after study has examined what makes people happy. Now, some say family and friends, others say experiences, others say money. The theme you most often hear, however, is people want to feel better and have good health, and that's what makes them happy. Well, if that's what you want, I recommend you join me in enrolling in the SOTA Weight Loss Nutrition Program. I've now lost 32 pounds and am just a few pounds away from reaching my goal of losing 35 pounds. I've done all of this in less than 3 months. I chose the SOTA Weight Loss Program because of its well-researched plan to help you lose weight. Its aim is to help you lose fat and not muscle. By losing this weight, I have more energy, I sleep better, and it's helped reduce inflammation in my joints, especially my knees. Interested? Go to SodaWeightLoss.com and read the more than 5,500 reviews written by people who are now soda fans. I know that you'll love soda because it works. Check it out.
Navage.com, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Navage. Clean nose, healthy life.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
Bienvenidos to Travel Show. That's the proper introduction to our Argentinian gaucho, Carlos Fita. Yeah, this is The Travel Show. We love spending our weekend with this, and we'd love to hear from you. 888-570-8010. And be sure and join me on my YouTube travel channel. We've posted over 50 travel videos. YouTube.com/getawayguru. Subscription is free, and we've had a lot of fun with that. Well, as I've always said, there's two things that no travel show would be complete without. One is our Disney dog update, and the other
dog.
Is now the other gentleman.
Okay, thank
el gusto
you.
Es mío. Would be Carlos taking us to South America, and you know it's interesting. We talked a little bit last week about the cruise and tour you and John will be taking this December. Yeah, you'll be home in plenty of time for Christmas. Spectacular South America. We've had some inquiries this week since our last broadcast of they didn't get all the details. So very briefly, spectacular South America.
Well, departure is on December 8th, and we return on the 21st, as you said, just before Christmas, so we can go shopping. But if we shop in Rio and if we shop in Buenos Aires, we're going to save a lot of money this year. Things are okay there for shopping. The tour is fantastic because we spend 2 days in Rio de Janeiro, seeing the best of Rio, and then in Buenos Aires and Iguazu Falls. Now, John, why do you want to go to on this trip? How are you so excited about it?
Well, two things. Of course, you
and
know
there are no penguins there. I don't know why
no
you want
penguins.
To go.
Yeah, as you know, I have been saying all along, I have to go to Iguazu Falls. I have to go to Iguazu Falls. So I finally get to go to Iguazu Falls. But I remember the Olympics a few years ago when it was held in Rio de Janeiro.
Oh yeah,
and seeing the beautiful sights of the city, and I've always wanted to go up and visit that Christ statue. It's just that is the symbol of Rio de Janeiro. I have got to be there and see it in person.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the highlights. But then the other one is the other mountain. You know, the Sugarloaf.
Mm-hmm.
The Sugarloaf is an amazing
place.
It's
iconic of Rio.
It is. It is one of the things that if you go to Rio, you cannot miss that. Now there is another highlight. That's the Museum of Tomorrow. What a wonderful place. Calatrava, a very, very famous Spanish architect, designed that museum. And it looks like, it looks like a huge ship standing right by the port of Rio de Janeiro. That's going to be amazing. What are the good things that we have on this tour because we are going on NCL?
Yeah, Norwegian Cruise Lines and Norwegian Star, we get the 2-for-1 airfare, meaning that one person gets to fly free. And
well, John, normally for this itinerary at that time of year, you're looking at about $2,000 per person.
Or more, yes.
Yes. With the cruise, second person flies free, it gives us, the airfare is right around $1,000 a person round trip. That's unheard of for South America.
And especially for December, that is a holiday season. Yeah. Everybody's there. Everybody goes on vacation.
Right. So. And then the whole cruise experience, a 7-day cruise, it's just going to be a blast. Carlos and I are going to treat you well. We're going to have some fun short excursions and things we're doing. So please come join us. The cruise rates start at just $821 per person.
No way.
And then, of course, the land and the air is additional. But again, the 2-for-1 airfare, now is the time to do this. Come join us. We are just going to have so much fun.
I'm excited. I think that we can have maybe 20, 30, 35 people. That will be perfect for a bus load.
Yeah.
And we could do all the things that we want. We can stop wherever we want. We can disembark like 5 times. We go to Uruguay also. This is something very interesting, not just Buenos Aires and Rio.
Yeah.
And all the stuff along the way.
You've always been bragging about the Argentinian beef, and so I am actually going to be trying that as well.
Bring your cow. Yes, I think maybe it's cheaper there. Maybe it's cheaper to buy a cow there than here.
I know. Where can I get the details on the spectacular South America?
ColumbusVacations.com.
Hopefully, Morris Columbus Travel is going to have a single website soon. But you can see ColumbusVacations.com, others listed at MMETours.com. Now, Carlos, you and I have traveled together so many times all over South America, which I believe is the undiscovered continent.
It is, really.
It's so diverse and so wonderful. You have yet another program. They all sell out so quickly to Galapagos.
Well, yes, that is very true. You know, September 9th and the arrival back home is on the 23rd. This tour is, there is no other tour that I have been putting together for the last 7 years like this one. This one is a comprehensive tour, not just of inland Ecuador, but also the Galapagos Island. That's a lot of things. Why would you go to the Galapagos Island? Larry, we have been there. What interested you when we were the first time?
Well, I think for me, the Galapagos Islands is unique. There's nothing like it in the world. We mentioned in the first hour, 1835, Charles Darwin. That was the basis of his study, The Origin of the Species, which I call genealogy and family history for him.
Yeah.
Charles Darwin is a monkey's uncle. But you go to these islands, and the animals have never learned to fear man. It must have been what the Garden of Eden was like. because as you walk, animals walk right up to you.
You know, Larry, it's very interesting because the islands, ever since they were discovered, you know, in the 1500, they called the Islas Encantadas, the Enchanted Islands. And so many people think, well, this is wonderful because it's an amazing thing to see. But there is more to it. It's enchanted, but not in the term of marvelous, amazing. It's more than somebody bewitched the animals and all these things that are on the land because they are so different from everywhere else that you see. You know, like the tortoises, they are huge animals. You cannot find them anywhere else.
What are the dates and where can I get information, Carlos?
The dates are September 9 through the 23rd, and it's on the mmetours.com. That's where we have the brochure.
mmetours.com, which was the old Morris Murdoch escorted tours. The Galapagos, you'll pair that with Ecuador. So much to see and do. And don't forget that spectacular South America, one of the best programs
it is
that I have seen. Well, lots more here on The Travel Show. When we come back, we are going to be talking about some amazing Europe River Cruise promotions here on The Travel Show.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Check it out, Limu, a roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look, an emu wearing sunglasses.
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Salt Lake City area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 910
at the fairgrounds north of Columbus. The former president is expected to speak around 7 p.m. Julie Ryan, NBC News Radio.
Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Welcome back to The Travel Show. I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita, two of the travel experts at Morris Columbus Travel, the good sponsor of The Travel Show. Now, in the first hour, guys, we were talking about some questions that we had received. Dan Hone and I host Holy Land Tours. Dan, in my view, is the smartest man that I know about all things Holy Land. Got his graduate degree in Israel, was one of the founding members of the BYU Jerusalem Center, lived there for almost 10 years, and to this day, he's one that a lot of people go to for information. I have had the privilege of serving as a mission president for my church and bring that perspective to it. I will say that if at mmetours.com, there are some other wonderful Holy Land tours offered by Morris Columbus Travel. And I know these guides. They're all wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. Dan will be taking a group. Well, he's there now. I'll be taking the group over this Wednesday, but in September and late October, we have another group. People often ask me, when is the best time to visit the Holy Land? Now, the Holy Land is much more than Israel. Maybe half of the New Testament is in present-day Jordan, and parts of it in Egypt. Certainly much of the Old Testament took place in Egypt and that whole Middle East area. It's much more than just Israel. But in my view, the best time, well, is anyway, January to December, but I really like mid-March to mid-May, and then again late September, October, even early November. The reason I like, for example, when we're going now, is Israel gets as much rain as London does, but it comes in the wintertime. You get it all. And the pictures that you see of Israel are always brown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was there 2 weeks ago. I had a group in Egypt and Israel, and it's as green as Ireland. And you get up in the Galilee, and as far as you can see are wildflowers. I mean, a bed of flowers. And nobody sees that. And it's only for March and April and early May. And then the hot winds of the Sinai come, and within 1, 2, or 3 days, it's gone.
Burns.
And it's brown. Now, it's still a wonderful time. The summertime is, you know, July and August, really hot. I've gone taken groups in early June. That still works. It's warmer than, say, April, but it still works. July and August, what a lot of people don't understand is, with the exception of Jerusalem, which has an elevation, Israel's a humid country. You think, well, John, it's the desert. There shouldn't be any. Yeah, no, it's humid.
Mm-hmm.
You get into the Dead Sea, you know, the lowest place on earth. The Sea of Galilee is below sea level. And so all of these things, and then in the fall, now you do want to avoid the Jewish holidays. It sounds so exciting. I want to be there at Passover. No, you don't. Everything is shut down. Everything is closed. Most of the food, this is not a criticism, but most of the food you'll get at your hotel will be cold. It's Passover. It's a very holy week and holy celebration. I want to be there for Easter. No, you don't. The crowds are unbearable, and the hotel rates will double or triple. I like to go before or after those particular times. Now, one of the questions we got that we started to answer when Mark Faldmo called in was about the cap or yarmulke or skull cap or kippah, as it's called in Hebrew. It's an ancient tradition for men, observant Jews, to cover their heads. And it really demonstrates a reverence to God. There is someone greater than me, is what it symbolizes. And it's a pious act and become a normal practice for Jewish men and boys. Now, there's a number of references in the Talmud about this practice, but the earliest reference to a head covering you can find in Exodus chapter 28. And it started out as part of the wardrobe of the high priest. Well, today Jewish men wear a yarmulke all the time, others only during prayer at mealtime. Now, one of the experiences I had, and by the way, it's totally appropriate and even required in some areas for non-Jewish men to wear a covering over their head. Now, it could be a New York Yankees baseball cap.
A handkerchief.
It could be anything. And it's totally appropriate for a non-Jewish man to have a yarmulke. I think I have about a half dozen of them. I always, when I go to Israel, I have my own yarmulke that I wear. Well, we had a tour, this was pre-pandemic, that we went to the Tomb of David, which is there in the Old City, not far from the traditional site of the Last Supper. But this is the Tomb of David, one of the most important sites in the Jewish faith. And when you go to like the Western Wall, which was the outer wall of the Second Temple or Herod's Temple, destroyed in 70 AD, when you go to these sacred sites, if you don't have your own yarmulke, they have ones that sometimes they're cardboard, sometimes they're cloth. You just put it on, and when you leave, you throw it back in the bin. So, of course, I have mine when I am touring, and I walked past the where you pick up one to borrow, and we're walking into the Tomb of David, and I reach into my pocket, and I've left it at the hotel. Now, rather than go back and borrow one, which I could have done, I also knew the law. My head had to be covered. I had an iPad, and I just put it above my head, because we were right there with the rabbis. I put it above my head. They didn't blink an eye. Why? Because I fulfilled the law. You could actually put your hand on top of your head as long as your head is covered. But we have so much fun. You know, the other thing that's interesting about Israel is Shabbat, or the Sabbath, starts Friday night and goes till sundown and goes until Saturday sundown. And it's Shabbat or Sabbath. The place you want to be in Jerusalem is at the Western Wall. Now, it's there next to the Temple Mount. It was not part of the temple, but it was an outer wall of the temple. And it's the closest that observant Jews can get to what was the Holy of Holies. Of course, in the first temple, the Ark of the Covenant was there. So that's where they celebrate. And I love the way they celebrate the Sabbath. There is literally singing and dancing. They'll lock arms, men dance, and the men and women are separated by a partition. Mm-hmm. And the men will join arms, some in soldiers' uniforms, others from the yeshiva or the schools, and they are singing and they are dancing and they are celebrating. Thank you, God, for giving us this day of rest, this day of celebration, this day of reverence, the Sabbath. And it's a joyous event to welcome Shabbat or the Sabbath in. Then I'm thinking about back home. Oh, it's Sunday. Will church interfere with my NFL football game today? Or, you know, do you ever hear, a friend of mine told me about a Sabbath experience he had back home here, and it was one of those blistering hot Sundays, triple digit. And the air conditioning in their car was out. And so they're going to church, and of course it's Fast Sunday, and they have the afternoon meeting. And so they haven't eaten for a long time. Everybody is miserable. He said, we're backing the car out of the driveway. Our neighbors are pulling out their boat to go up to Jordanelle. And he said to his kids, look at them. They're not having fun. We're having fun. It kind of fell on. Sometimes I wish that we could celebrate the Sabbath and the arrival of the Sabbath the way these observant Jews do. Mm-hmm. Oh, so many things. I'm just so anxious to get back. John, you told me that we've been receiving a lot of calls about Alaska.
Yes.
And there's really two itineraries. They're about the same, except for one day. Mm-hmm. About the same.
Right.
They're sailing round trip from Seattle. Mm-hmm. And then the other's what I call north-south, Vancouver to Anchorage, or vice versa. The north-south generally has two glacier viewing days, where the round trip Seattle has one.
Right.
We see a lot of inquiries about pre or post on the north-south.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the only pre or post you could do on the Seattle is the Space Needle. Or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
But what are the most popular pre and post tours for the north-south, Vancouver to Anchorage or Anchorage to Vancouver?
Well, of course, Denali National Park has to be number one. Everybody wants to see Mount McKinley, which is Denali, depending on how you look at the naming of it. But the most popular is a three-day tour that does Denali, Mount McKinley, and Fairbanks.
Now, you take the Dome train, which doesn't go real fast, from mm-hmm. Anchorage up to Denali National Park.
Yeah, glass dome railroad cars. You get to see the full beauty and the splendor.
And then, of course, you'll make your way up to Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. Right now, Princess Cruises has an incredible promotion. You have to book it by April the 30th.
Yes,
Friday. Yeah, we get this deal. What are they offering? And by the way, I'll tell you, I know that it's 40% off all cabins on the north-south, but if you book a balcony or higher, they throw in the treasure chest.
Yes, if you book a balcony or higher, you're going to get a $300 airfare credit when you book the air with Princess Cruises, and they do have really good airfares. And so again, balcony or higher, so balcony, mini suite, or a full suite, you're going to get that great $300
now,
discount.
Now, they also throw in free drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Free Wi-Fi and the prepaid gratuities, which is usually about $105
yeah.
per person. on the 7th day.
Princess is paying that for you.
Yeah, that it's incredible, incredible. Book it with Morris Columbus no later than this Friday and for this summer. And by the way, I don't know if it's still there. I'd have to check the price, but I saw an August 6th sailing. I think it was on the Ruby or the Royal. The Royal. Royal. Mm-hmm. And it was $1,167 plus tax for a balcony. Now, all the rates vary by departure date and are subject to availability. You want to give Morris Columbus Travel a call. Well, we still have more travel around the world when we come back on the Travel Show.
Look at the shower. You see a problem?
I know what the problem is.
What do you see?
Low water pressure.
It's a dribble.
It's more than a dribble.
And what's it say on my shampoo bottle?
Rinse and repeat.
How can I rinse and repeat when I can't even rinse in the first place? Well, we are calling Repipe Specialist.
I'll go call a
plumber. No plumbers and pay twice as much. We're going to fix it now by getting Repipe Specialist to repipe the whole house.
You're right.
Oh, look. Someone forgot to flush.
I did not. No,
that's
don't.
Another reason. Leaks. I'm tired of leaks.
Got leaks or low water pressure? Want to prevent future problems? In 1 to 2 days, Repipe Specialists can repipe your whole house with new copper piping or PEX tubing for about half the price of a plumber. No more leaks, no more dribbles, and you get a lifetime warranty. Call 801-935-8738 for a free in-home estimate. Plus, pay no money down with no payments or interest for a year. That's 801-935-8738. Call today, 801-935-8738, or visit repipe.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790 for $1 million in term life.
Math tastes good. 7-Eleven, you brew you. Terms and conditions apply. See 7-Eleven.com for more details.
You're listening to The Travel Show on Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. Just listen and you'll know.
With the Travel Show, I'm Larry Gelwicks, the getaway guru, joined by John Potter and Carlos Fita with Morris Columbus Travel, the sponsor of the show. And do contact Morris for all your travel needs. Now, John and Carlos, you're both members of the Delta Frequent Flyer SkyMiles program, yes?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Now, if any of our listeners have not yet joined it, it's free of charge at Delta.com. There's a special promotion that if you sign up as a new Delta SkyMiles member, no later than this Friday, April 30th, they're going to give you a bonus of 2,000 miles. There's two requirements. You got to join the program and fly within the next 60 days after joining with a new or existing booking. So if you're planning to go anywhere and you haven't joined them, sign up at Delta.com. I also want to give a shout out to Bad Apple. It's a cell phone fix-it company in Bountiful. I don't know about you guys. I thought maybe I was going hard at hearing, but the volume on my cell phone kept dropping. And someone told me, I went to the AT&T store, and they said, well, you know, you keep it in your pocket, your pants pocket, or a purse, or your shirt pocket. It builds up dust over time, and that blocks the microphone. And so I took it in there to Bad Apple and talked to Rusty and Jeremy. And, you know, they cleaned it out free of charge.
Wow,
and so I want to give them a shout out and say thank you very much. That's Bad Apple in Bountiful. It's not a fruit stand. It's a cell phone repair company. 163 South 500 West, Bad Apple.
What'd you say, Larry?
What's that? Huh? Hello. Thank you, Patrick. And again, I want to invite you to join me on my YouTube channel, youtube.com /getawayguru. And there's three things to remember. First, hit the subscribe button. Second, you'll see a little bell, think Liberty Bell, and click on all notifications. What that means is that when we post a new video, they'll send you a note. No, it's not a text. It's not an email or a phone call or a knock on your door. It's not going to clutter up any inbox. It just says, hey, Larry's posted a new video. Love to have you join me. We have so much fun. I've got over 50 travel videos posted at youtube.com/getawayguru. And then if you like the video, please give me a thumbs up. That's the like button. If you don't, keep your opinion to yourself. Just
nice. Very nice.
Hey, you know what's a really fun part of that is the comment section. And you can send me a question, a comment, whatever you do. I answer everyone
I'll send you
personally.
I'll send you a comment.
Well,
yes,
Carlos, I'll tell you where to go and how to get there.
You always do that to me.
It's funner to his face.
Listen, yes. I had a question on Thursday of this week from a friend of mine. He said, Larry, you have been everywhere. What is one place that you either want to go back to or go to? And my answer was Antarctica. It's an adventure. Yeah, truthfully. It's an adventure unlike anything else. And Carlos, you're taking a group there in, what is it, February?
February 9th to the 26th next year. 14 days of traveling and visiting Buenos Aires, of course, Argentina. We go to the Antarctic Islands, the British Islands.
Are you talking about
Falklands? Just a minute. The British Island. I think this is wrong here.
The port city of Stanley on the Falkland Islands, which is part of England.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's, you know, we've talked before about those Argentinians who tried to steal the Falklands from my mother country, England. Abby would not approve of this.
You know what? I was going to ask Abby on the program. I said, will they have an Argentine flag when we enter your little village? I don't know. I wondered about that.
Carlos, are you familiar with the expression fat chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Listen, we just got about 1 minute left. Give me some details.
Well, you know, we are in Buenos Aires like 2 days before we sailed. And then, of course, this is the Norwegian Star. What can you tell me about that, the Norwegian Star,
John? By the way, I was on the inaugural of the Star.
Oh, that was like 50 years ago.
Thank you very much.
It's a smaller ship. It holds about 2,200 passengers, so it's not super large. So it's able to get into those smaller places. And it's a great ship. We'll be on that one on South America later this year.
The same thing.
Same ship.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the nice thing is that, like we mentioned before, I like to organize my own short excursion because it is important to be on one bus just for us only, for the people that we know. We can have a box lunch. We can do things that the others may not even see because there are several places that you can go if you take a short excursion.
Where can I get details? What's the website?
The information is on mmetours.com.
And what are the dates?
The dates are February 9th of next year through the 26th.
Antarctica, it is, you talk about adventure. Well, we're going to be saying adios, hasta luego.
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista, baby, to Carlos, who leaves Monday for South America.
Yes, I'm going to Ecuador, Galapagos, and then to Cusco, Machu Picchu in Peru.
And, of course, as you go to the airport, you'll be parking at Park and Jet.
Park and Jet. That's where I leave my car so they can clean up. I have not cleaned my car for 7 months, so I think it's going to be a good
way. Well, listen, folks, thanks for spending your weekend with us. We look forward to talking with you next week. I will be coming. I'll be in the Sea of Galilee at next week's show.
Wow.
And they'll be talking to you about our experience there. Have a
great
week.
I'll be here.
God bless America. Have a great week.
Don't miss the Trading Group Show, Sundays at 6 p.m. on KNRS. Learn how you can earn a full-time income working from home as a trader. That's the Trading Group Show, Sundays at 6. The question line is 888-646-8787.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all of the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Morgan Jewelers presents the story of a nation divided.
Created diamonds or fake diamonds?
You're wrong. They're 100% diamond, man.
That's impossible!
A story of the struggle for compromise.
Still, I prefer a traditional geological diamond, okay?
I accept you.
And the jewelry store that brought them together.
At Morgan Jewelers, we